Can you hear me?
Yep.
I think I need another earphone because I'm hearing this tapping noise in my ear. Are you hearing it?
No.
Okay. We're not recording on. Oh,
we definitely are.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, boo.
How are you?
I'm good.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was marvelous.
Ooh, marvelous. I like that. What you get into?
Well, last week was the hubby and I, our 4-year anniversary.
Oh.
And because the last two anniversaries, you know, the last one, we were not even together. He was doing his thing. I was doing mine, separate places, mm-hmm. all that. The year before, I think this was spearheaded us separating.
Uh-huh.
This was, it meant a lot. And we had a lot. We just had a good weekend.
That's good.
It was a lot of fun. It was romantical.
Yes, a lot with the of, romance.
Lots of food. Lots of pampering, lots of sex.
Oh, lit.
How was your weekend?
I guess lit in a different way. Like, I really didn't do too much. Got my nails done because they was trash. Ran a couple errands and just enjoyed my last free weekend from competitions. So we had a 2-week little break, I guess you can call it. And yeah. I was just enjoying doing nothing. But that's about it. I ain't doing nothing.
Fam, we have a budget, right?
Uh-huh.
We have a going out to eat budget. We have a date night budget.
Right. Y'all went the fucking on both of them this weekend?
My nigga. We have like a family outing budget that is mm-hmm. separate from the food budget, that is separate from our date night budget. And...
Y'all dipped in all them shits.
Dog, we was at all the fancy schmancy restaurants this weekend. Like,
I seen pictures. I was like, oh, why?
Like,
oh,
we didn't spend under $100 nowhere this weekend. It was just like.
I was on it.
But now we like, oh, what, we eating spaghetti? We seem good this weekend, though.
Right.
Bitch eating grilled cheese sandwiches.
Like, let me reintroduce myself to Top Ramen. That shit ain't that bad. Turn it into some pho.
I was like, yeah. So, that's that.
Oh, yikes. But at least y'all had fun and y'all created memories because, you know, like you said, the past ones wasn't where you wanted it to be. So, you had to make up for lost times. But
yeah.
That's all that was. Oh, that's litty.
Poor pockets.
Poor pockets. So, what, we are on episode 30.
Three zero.
30's a new 20, nigga. I'm so hot still. Hey.
Fuck up.
Don't be down on my little plugs. But this
I swear
week,
she a gangster.
I'm really not. I'm so a whole ass mom. a mom, a corporate worker, a cheer mom. Yeah.
But after hours.
After hours.
Meek Mill.
I used to pray for times like, all right, come on, look. So this week we are talking about weddings.
Yes, ma'am.
Walking down that aisle and all of that, what that entails. I think mm-hmm. that's how you say it. Because it sounds good. You know, growing up, I know we talked about this on another podcast, but like, I literally, from a kid, was like, I can't wait till I get married. Like, I'm going to have a big wedding. It's going to be super lit. Like, I want all of this food. It's a lot that goes into that shit. Like, headaches, planning, money. It can cause, like, rifts between people. Like, it can... You can just, if you do it wrong, or I don't want to say wrong, but sometimes you can even create hardships starting the relationship. So We're just going to talk about all this stuff dealing with weddings, and mainly because of, well, not mainly, but one of the reasons the episode this week on Real Housewives of Atlanta, where Eva, I don't know what her last name is. It's also the M. I never could pronounce it. But that was on America's Next Top Model. She's on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And on this episode, she had her wedding to Mike Sterling, who apparently, I didn't know this, was a former Atlanta mayor candidate. He was running for mayor in Atlanta. And he also is like a big time lawyer in Atlanta. So I don't know. It's, I mean, I don't know if you guys watched the show or not, but apparently I was under the impression that he had a lot of money. But then when they were kind of previewing the next episode, they were trying to make it seem like they was out here faking for the gram out here. They was living in like a low budget house, and the house that they really lived in, they was like renting it for the show, which I don't know. You know how they'll give you the preview so you can want to watch it. Maybe that's not what it is, but it was interesting. But yeah.
Well, ultimately, I mean, preview aside, even in earlier episodes, Eva talked about how, you know, she had gone way over budget, right. And when she said way over budget, it was like thousands and thousands of dollars. She even had like a meltdown because the dress she wanted, because she had to have, I guess, three dresses, and one of them didn't come in or something like that. So it made me, I actually asked a few of my married friends, like, do you think that weddings, not marriage, but like the wedding, the ceremony, the reception, do you think that is worth it? And I got some interesting responses.
Oh, I want to hear.
Most, everyone, for the most part, thinks that weddings are a waste of time. There's actually, I actually only have one friend that says that she thinks that it's worth it, I guess.
Interesting.
Not worth it in the, I mean, she had her, okay, I guess I don't know where to start with that, so I'll just start with you. What do you think that weddings, like the ceremony and all that good stuff, is like worth the price? I guess that's what I'm getting at. Do you think the price of weddings are worth the memories that are had?
Okay, so it's a complex answer. I would say, well, first, listeners, like, if you have not been married and you're single, it's a dollar bill, like, and you, like, I don't even know how much these fucking weddings cost, so what are you talking about? That is too much.
The average.
Don't, the average, I looked it up. Don't, they say in 2019, the average now is $33,000.
Oh no.
And then it's based on where you live. So dog, if you live in New York, the average wedding in New York is $77,000.
No.
Dog, that's more than people's freaking student loan balances. Like, I'm just like, look.
That's more than some people's salaries. Like, what are you saying?
Look. So it's like, I personally, my wedding was close to that, obviously, because literally my husband, he had just got out of college. I was working, but I definitely wasn't making what I'm making now. And we had a baby on the way, and we was getting our first place. So money was not flowing by any means. And we actually took out, I took out like a small personal loan because I wasn't going to be able to make the payments for just even some of the bare minimum shit. So, and my wedding was on the cheap end. But to answer your question, do I think it's worth it? I feel like it is, because I feel like I would have just not been happy settling with something that I didn't want. Even though the more people that I talk to that say that they did the justice of the peace and just maybe had a reception or didn't even have a reception and just went on a honeymoon, it definitely seems like the move financial and headache wise because, oh baby, because I was on a budget, I did have a wedding planner, but I'll get into that later on in the show. But like, I did everything. So not only am I paying, I'm doing everything. And when I say doing everything, I mean down to
you are doing stuff on the day of the wedding, right?
I was setting up my ceremony, right. And daggone reception
you
venue.
And your best friend, right?
Child, look, we gonna get into that later on as well, like with the headaches. But yes, we was like doing the decorations ourselves, my G. Like and keep in mind, I'm pregnant. I got to the point where I was like, fuck this shit. Like, how the fuck I look? Y'all motherfuckers gonna come and enjoy y'allself, and that's what it's about to be. But all that, I would say that it was worth it. I had a really, really great time. It was really great memories. It was probably the one and only time where all of my immediate family was there, and my husband's immediate family was there, and all of our friends. We got really good pictures. We had a really good time. I didn't have as much fun as everybody else did because, like I said, I was pregnant, and it's very demanding at wedding ceremonies that everybody wants to take pictures with you. And I was hot in that dress, and I was pregnant, and I was tired, and I wanted to drink the alcohol that I had paid for, and I could not. But I'm definitely giving you the very long answer, but I feel like it was worth it. But I think that people need to do it within their means. Like, it's no way in hell I would have took out a personal loan for $77,000 to do that type of wedding, or even a type of wedding that Eva's doing, and I would still be paying it back like 10 years into my damn marriage. Like, hell no. Like, I think you need to be realistic about your budget. And even if you do take out a personal loan, do you want to be paying back a loan for the next 20 years for one day? So, but for me, I feel like it was worth it. We had our little budget joint, and I feel like it was
funny. Did you exceed your budget?
Towards the end, like on little shit, like,
right,
like stuff that I overlooked, like I had set aside money to get my makeup done, but not my eyebrows. And I was just like, dog, I don't have money for that. Fuck that shit. And like all my friends and my bridesmaids that's like really into makeup, they was like, bitch, you cannot get a nice, you cannot get a beat and your eyebrows is looking trash. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. They're like, I got you. I'll pay for it. Like little small stuff that like I just didn't think about or plan for. I was like, oh, well, fuck it. Like, you know, I would say fuck it in a minute. And like literally I was saying fuck it about shit at my wedding. And like so little stuff, I was like, yeah, I just either I'm gonna cut corners and make it the cheap route, or be like, fuck it, and then somebody else will step in and be like, all right, I got it. But I wouldn't say that I went over my budget because like there was no money to go over a budget, if that makes sense. So
right,
once the money was spent, it was like, bitch, you ain't getting nothing else. I'm not like these other motherfuckers that when you go over budget, you still got like 15 more thousand to add to it to go over your budget. Like, nah. So I was forced to stay in my budget for the most part.
Right. So for JT and I, we had planned on having a destination wedding ceremony because that's what I've always wanted. I've never wanted to do like the church and invite in like all the relatives that you really don't like, but you feel obligated to because your mama wants you to and shit.
That's a whole nother point we're going to get on.
Right. But we had a whole bunch of other drama happening, like with me and my father. And I just got to the point where, because our wedding date was, going to be on his birthday, and he felt like I was doing that on purpose when really it just was a leap year, and it was the Saturday that year, and it was the closest to what we call our dating anniversary because we don't remember what our actual anniversary is, so we just used the date when he got off the ship. But if you're not him and I, obviously you don't know the backstory and all this other stuff. So my dad, because him and I were going through whatever, he took that news and he told my whole family that I was being petty and I purposely planned this wedding date on his date. And I mean, at this point we had already blocked off like rooms at a hotel. We had already talked to the wedding company because it was going to be on a beach, so we had already put a deposit down. Luckily we hadn't put down the deposit on where the reception was going to be, which was going to be Margaritaville, because where the destination wedding was going to be Key West, because we know niggas don't have passports and we weren't going to be trying to ask everybody to get them. So anywho, I ended up just being like, well, fuck it, and we got married in March, like, so whatever. And then a few years, so 2 years after we got married, so that's 2017, we had planned another ceremony. So we're just throwing away money at this point because a lot of this shit is not refundable.
Right.
So we found this little venue where they do these weddings for like the low. That. But it's so pretty. It's so beautiful. Like, and you can get it set up the way you want, all this other stuff. And it was just going to be us three. Me, JT, my daughter. And that shit, I was cool with because my dress, I found me a cute little dress. Wasn't too expensive. Got Mara her dress. And the pictures and the makeup, all that stuff. It was super, super duper cheap. But... you know, things happen. Right. So ultimately, I have never had a ceremony. I think the only reason why I really want, well, now I do want a ceremony, and I want a recommitment ceremony because we really have recommitted to one another, and like we're on a totally different path than what we were originally. But I think before, I wanted the ceremony just for like, to say I had it, I guess, or pictures. I don't really know. Cause honestly, like I've said before, I never had a vision about like what my wedding day would be. When I did think about it, my thought was always like destination wedding, because it's like two for one. You get the bomb ass aesthetics in the background with the beach and the sunset and shit. And you're already on your honeymoon. So you could just go to your room and have sex under the sun. Like,
right. It's like, bam, bam.
Right. It's like two for one. And then, well, I'll get to that later. Somebody else who agrees about like doing the destination wedding, he made some valid points when we were talking about it. But honey, during this time, I was helping a friend plan for her wedding. And it has been back to back to back to back wedding since. And I do not regret my choice. Him and I are going on a vacation at the end of this year. We can get us some professional pictures done, and that don't include a wet. It just on the outside looking in, I don't have time to be that stressed out. I don't know where to start.
It's a lot of stress. Like, maybe we should just go down a high level list of all this shit. Like, if you weren't doing a destination wedding, like just the stuff that I remember that I had to deal with and pay for, like literally the venue. So I didn't belong to a church, so I had to find a venue to have the reception and the ceremony in. So the venue, the caterer, because some venues don't have a built-in caterer. If they do, you can use that caterer. If not, you got to find a caterer that's licensed and allows that.
Not just that, if you don't want to use the catering that, like, if a hotel has a catering company and you don't want to use them, you have to pay.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you have to pay to have an outside vendor come in
to give you food. Then, if you want liquor, you got to make sure they have the proper licenses. And then, honey, liquor was definitely one of the higher price items, because I know my friends and my family, and it was no way that I can have like a one drink max. Like,
oh no.
Exactly. No. So you got to deal with that. So with the liquor, you also have to have bartenders, depending on how many people you have there. You got to have a certain number of bartenders. Then if you have a wedding planner, a day of coordinator, you got to get that. Then the wedding dress, then for the groom, the tux, then the wedding cake, then a photographer. If you want to be fancy, a videographer, decorations, flowers, table linen, all that shit, lighting, a DJ, an MC. As the bride, your makeup, your glam, your hair, your bridesmaids, usually you provide your bridesmaids their makeup, the wedding man.
Everybody
for the room,
doesn't
which,
do
honey,
girl, everybody doesn't do that, and we'll talk about it.
Dog. The honeymoon, the hotel for the night after, if you have an evening wedding, a hotel, because most people don't go back to their fucking house because they have a shitload of people in town. Like, let me say something. The wedding band for the groom literally was the last fucking thing that I thought about. Like, and I know that's selfish as hell. And you know what? I'm just going to say that it was pregnancy brain, but I fucking forgot, bro. Like, I was spending my money on other stuff. And we're so, I don't want to say materialistic because that's not the word. We're so, like, not into jewelry like that, me nor my husband. So he was like, I don't feel like you need to put aside a whole bunch of fucking money for no fucking ring. So like, I'm not gonna put all my business out there, but just know that my best friend helped me get the original wedding band for my husband, because I did not put aside enough money to get him a good one or a decent one. And I just had to upgrade him the following year. Like, I was like, look, this will do. And yeah, we would go ahead and upgrade you. And I got him a better one afterwards.
I got JT a really nice ring, and that little bitch. No, because I am so mad. Because when I saw the ring, I was like, oh my goodness. Because the style of ring, anywho, that motherfucker said that he took a hammer and he like hit the ring over and over and over and over and over because
he was mad.
It wouldn't flatten. Then he took it and he threw it like somewhere in the neighborhood, somewhere. And I was just like,
oh, it's all my money.
It wasn't, it was not, well, you know, the groom's
it's still rings money. Are, yeah, it's not is, like the bride's
bank. Right, but the rings are not like, as, for me, it was more the thought, because I was like, because originally, you talking about your ring, I didn't even get him a ring. He took his grandfather's ring, who had just recently passed, and so that's what he was wearing, but he lost it. So he had went to like Walmart and got this bootleg ass ring that I didn't like. So it's just like, oh no, we're not doing that.
Right.
So not only did the ring like really compliment mine, but it was just like his style. It was engraved. It was a whole bunch of stuff. Like, and he just smashed it away.
And he went snapped on that shirt. Right. But it's just so much to think about. Like, the church versus venue. Do you want to do a justice of the peace versus the, I don't want to say traditional, but like a ceremony reception? Like, what season do you want to have your wedding in? What's your wedding day? What's your wedding colors? How do you pick your groomsmen / bridesmaids is a big fucking topic.
So we're going to get there, because that was, out of everybody that I asked, that was actually the biggest, area. I do want to start back with the expensive. Like, is it too expensive thing, though? So I have the person I've been friends with the longest. She is a makeup artist or MUA, whatever. And so she was the first person I asked, because not only is she married, but she actually does makeup for brides in Atlanta. Okay. And she's super popping down there. Hey, boo. And so her first thing was like, expensive or not is a matter of perspective. She said that she personally doesn't regret anything in regards to finances when it comes to her wedding. And because the bride she works with, they never really mention that as one of their complaints, she would assume that those people think that it's worth it as well.
Right.
Everyone else that I know, basically, I mean, for the most part, everyone I know, they have a budget and they more or less stuck to it. But everyone else that I asked this question to was like, fucking weddings are too fucking expensive. Like, the memories, I'm with it. I loved it. Had a great day. But as far as is it worth it or not, you know, one of my friends is divorced, so I don't know if she is.
Oh, it definitely wouldn't be worth it then. I would want to refund. Fuck.
But then even like my best friend who is getting married in 2 months, she's in the middle of planning a wedding. And she's saying weddings are a waste. And the only reason why she's having this, the wedding that she's having, is because of her family, which I'm also going to get to. Other people, her, my hairstylist, Mr. Duncan, they all were like, you know, there are other things that you could do.
But you can't ask no males, damn it. You know they're going to all say it's a waste of damn money. They don't even want to be there.
No, they matter. It's they fucking money too. Listen, I don't know.
Just be quiet.
It's their money too. So if the average, because at first I thought the average wedding cost $25,000. A lot of people I know, they in debt. Like, so if we're talking about spending $25,000, hell, 30, what you say, the new average is 33 and New York is 77. Motherfuckers could be debt free out here. I feel like for me personally, all my friends make really good money. It's just that we all got fucking student loans. If we didn't have fucking debt, we would be balling out here. We would be for the sure black so. Bitches that you see on Shade Room that's going to Aruba and Brazil every motherfucking year. But bitches,
if I didn't have children,
Sally Mae, like hitting them up for $3,000, $4,000, however many hundred dollars every month. So,
but I also think that that comes into personal responsibility to fucking know what you should be paying. Like, yeah, it's like, okay, the average is 33, but does that mean you need to go out here and pay 33 just because
that's not at all.
The hotness? So it's like, I wasn't anywhere close to that, and I still feel like I had a good time, got to invite pretty much everybody plus more that I didn't want there, and I wasn't out here like in debt for the next 15 years.
No, I'm not saying. I feel like most people who spent the money, they got what, you know, if you spend that type of money, you're going to get what it is that you want. So right. I understand that you have a good time. I'm just saying, I don't want to put anybody out there.
Oh, don't then.
I mean, if your car note is not getting paid because you went over budget,
I'm going to need you not to prioritize.
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying like it didn't just get paid, but it's like
no,
got repoed. Like,
oh no, fuck that. You know, for a one day event.
So that's where I'm at. And so my other friend who I was the matron of honor for, she was like, you know, I think marriage is worth it depending on your personal preference and your financial situation. She said for her, they had a strict budget. She made a lot of her decorations. She didn't. Yeah, I
did that too.
You know, she was like, to me, it didn't seem like that much money because we planned it in advance and we really, really stuck to our budget. And so for that, I'm like, that's cool. But a lot of people, and for what brought up this whole subject, Eva, it seems like a lot of motherfuckers are spending a lot of money for their weddings and they should be prioritizing. That's all I'm saying. Like, why are you spending $25,000 on a wedding and you can't afford your $300 a month car payment? That doesn't make sense to me
at all.
And it's just like, as much as I'm sure the wedding was a special moment, I just could never. It depends.
You definitely got to look at your financial situation because I don't know. You go ahead. I lost my train of thought. I'm trying to see how I'm going to phrase this.
Are you trying to not like say too much, say too little?
No, I'm trying to see how I want to. I know that it's easy to say, okay, let me go ahead and put this budget together and this is what we're going to have for our wedding and pay for stuff. But unless you're going to have a longer engagement, usually an engagement lasts about a year to a year and a half.
Right.
And you can't wait until the end to be like, all right, here's my money that I saved up and I'm going to use this for the wedding. A lot of stuff you have to book and put down money, at least a deposit way in advance, like months and months and months in advance. So like, especially venues, if you got a specific day, you need to lock that shit down as soon as you got the money. So if you're a person that, all right, I don't have the means to take out a personal loan, or no, I don't just have $40,000 in my bank account and no, my parents are not going to fucking fit the bill for this wedding, and you're like, okay, my only means is to save up, realistically, unless you're balling and making good money, how much time you're going to have a long engagement to save up that money? That's what I'm saying. Like, you kind of got to plan it in your means of what you have coming in, if that makes sense.
But that also ties into being ready for marriage, because if your ass is in super duper debt, you know, and you can't afford your fucking car note payment, you probably should want to take a moment before you get married and you incur somebody's badass spending habits and fucked up ass credit.
And clean that up. Because you're saying, definitely going to take on that headache. Right. Y'all get married, for sure.
That's it. Like, that. Y'all, like, if you're at the point of you want to get married, I'm assuming that y'all know these things about each other. Although, I have found out that a lot of people don't find out these things because they didn't until premarital counseling, if they go to premarital counseling and shit like that. And it's just like, oh my God.
I feel like premarital counseling is so lit because a lot of times, especially nowadays, like, including myself, like, you know, you go through your dating period and you get engaged kind of quicker than the traditional sense of how long people normally date before they get engaged. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you're still in that honeymoon phase and you have some conversations, but a lot of times you don't have them uncomfortable conversations yet. And I feel like marriage counseling forces you to get out of that comfortable honeymoon phase of dating and engagement. Like, literally, they'll ask the hard questions dealing with, like, religion, your financial stuff, like, your beliefs, like, kids, like, what do you want? Like, all the questions that you kind of have in the back of your mind, but you're like, you'll get to later. Like, at least I know with my marriage counselor, we had homework, like, we had to write stuff down and then share it when we came back with the next, like, all the uncomfortable shit that, like, you don't like to talk about and it will kill the buzz and the vibe of the honeymoon stage of dating is pulled out. But I feel like that's a good thing because it's before you get married. And if you find out some shit that you're not rocking with, you can be like, you know what? Maybe they need to pump the brakes a little bit and, like, see what's going on with this. So y'all listeners, if y'all are thinking about it or y'all engaged, please go to marriage counseling because you will find out a whole lot of shit if you go to the right premarital counseling, not marriage counseling, premarital counseling. Like,
yes,
for sure.
I recommend to the headaches of a wedding. Like I said, I have seven friends that I contacted when we decided on this. Do you want to know what the common complaint was amongst all the people? And I asked men and women.
What the biggest headache was concerning weddings?
Yes.
What was? Besides cost.
Bridesmaids.
Really?
Everybody. All the dudes and the women said that the bridesmaids I have seen it. So I know
shout out to all of my bridesmaids because y'all bitches made this shit a breeze. My friends are lit. Like, literally, like, that was like the easiest part. Like, it was easy to pick them and all them bitches was helpful. So I can't even. Yeah.
My hairstylist said common frustrations I have seen with brides because she's a hairstylist, so obviously she probably does hair for weddings. Common frustrations I've seen with brides are, in my opinion, unnecessary frustrations, especially going into a lifelong commitment, like bridesmaid drama, pleasing parents and in-laws, finances. Those were like the top three amongst everybody. She said that, again, my MUA friend from Atlanta, because she wrote me a paragraph, left me voice messages. She's been wanting to complain about this shit. She was like, She was like, common frustrations I see every single week are bridesmaids. People really fail to understand how many moving parts there are to wedding planning. Right. So no, sis, nobody needs to hear about how you don't care for the sleeves on your dress. Bridesmaids act a fool, have the most opinions, act broke, and are hella selfish the entire time. Then on the wedding day, come in and it's like a whole party. Like, they didn't spend the last year stressing this poor bride the fuck out.
Right.
People should really stop choosing bridesmaids based on relationships, etc., because it's actually a job, so you need to make sure they are capable of doing it. And that is a word, and I'm going to get to that later as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Duncan, who is an MC, he said, from the MC's standpoint, bridesmaids are usually the worst and cause the most problems. Like, legit, my other friend from North Carolina said the same thing. Like, everybody said bridesmaids.
Y'all got some trash ass friends / family there. Or y'all need to, y'all picking is whack. Because let me tell you something. Like, I think I had one hiccup when it came to my bridesmaids. And that was because, like, a day or two before the wedding, her twins got like super, super fucking sick, like really, really sick. And she missed the wedding. which sucked for her because she bought the fucking dress. Like, that alone, I would have been pissed off myself. Like, God damn it, I bought this dress. And, you know, it sucks because, one, she's a really close friend of mine, and I wanted her to be there. And I'm like, damn, you know, just another thing on the list of shit that didn't go right for my wedding to add to my stress. But, like, fuck a wedding. Like, deal with your kids. Like, I'm not about to fucking... And that's another thing. You can flip that coin and say that bridesmaids is trash, but I have been a bridesmaid plenty of times. And y'all bridezilla ass brides out there.
Oh, we was going to get to that too.
Oh, okay. Because I'm about to say, y'all motherfuckers, look. Y'all lucky I love y'all because I bit my tongue a lot being in weddings.
So, you know, personally, I don't want to be anybody else's bridesmaid. Like, ever in life. Because... Right. It's just, it is too many moving parts. And it is, at the end of the day, it really is just about the bride. But like, bitch, I have things to do. I have a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. And what I have found with every single friend, love y'all to death. We can have a conversation. Like, as soon as they get engaged, we have a conversation. Bitch, you're going to be a bridezilla. No, I'm not going to be. Girl, I'm me. You know, I ain't never going to change. And then 2 months later, it's like, bitch, you didn't get your dress on the 15th. It's the 17th. Why the fuck you didn't have a dress on the 15th? Like, bitch, I, what the fuck? Water. Like, what do you mean? Like, life.
So, I literally, and I'm not tooting my own horn. Like, you literally can poll all of my bridesmaids. Like, I was, like, the most carefree bride. Like, it was times they was asking me, they was like, so, like, what shoes? I'm like, I don't, as long as them shit silver, I don't give a fuck. Y'all dress as long as shit anyway. Who the fuck wants to see y'all shoes? I ain't got to go ahead and buy no whole bunch of extra shoes. As long as them motherfuckers ain't glittery and outshining me, I don't give a fuck. Like, literally.
Were you
like,
planning that piece? Or was your wedding planner planning that piece?
I planned my whole fucking
But was
wedding.
Your wedding planner supposed to plan that piece?
I don't know. Because...
Yeah. No, I'm asking because as far as like,
hope she's not listening, but yeah.
For my one friend's wedding, I was like, I don't want you to worry about the bridesmaids because I was the matron of honor. So I was like, I'll deal with the bridesmaids. Like, just tell me what dress you want, the whatever it is that you want the bridesmaids to know, have, do whatever. I'm going to take care of that.
I know we had a Facebook page because some of them didn't know each other. And okay. I have a lot of friends that don't live in the area. So they were spread out and literally only three lived in this area. I had seven bridesmaids, six that was at the wedding, but seven. And only two lived in the area, my maid of honor and one of my other ones. They were spread out. And when I say spread out, I mean Pittsburgh, Chicago,
North Carolina,
freaking Bahamas just transitioning to Atlanta. Like, literally, these bitches was everywhere. So, like, I made, like, a little Facebook page. It was like, get to know each other, whatever y'all need to talk about. Y'all can go ahead and exchange numbers, whatever, whatever. Like, y'all do y'all. Like, this is, like, I was so just, like, I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't a bridesmaid. I mean, a bridezilla. I was like, this is the dress. This is where you can get it from. And yeah, the only person that had something different was my maid of honor. I was like, you know, you can like, cause she's really busty. And so she had like a little. Hey, titty girl. So she got like a little shawl, I guess if you want to call it. Shawl sounds really grandma-ish, but like something to go over her dress. And then it worked because she was like the maid of honor anyway, so she could be different than everybody else. But like, I didn't give a fuck about everybody having the same fucking hairstyle. Like, I just, that shit didn't matter to me. Like, I'm just like, I'm just happy y'all bitches here. Y'all look good in the same goddamn dress. Let's do the damn thing. So But I've been in weddings where, like, luckily I was the friend that wasn't in the area. But my girl was having, like, meetings. Like, sometimes, like, when it got closer to the wedding, she was having weekly meetings with her bridesmaids. Like, in person. Like, hey, like, this is what we're going to discuss. And then she would send me an email with a note. So I'm like, yeah, all right, y'all be blessed. Like, I'm glad I'm just going to show up down there the week of the wedding because, like, this seems like a lot. But yeah, she definitely was a whole ass bridezilla. Like, and then I had other weddings I was in where they was like super cool through the planning, but the weekend of the wedding.
Right.
I was like, bitch, this fucking stressed and slept your ass. I'm going to be quiet and drink these drinks over here. Because look, what did this happen? But yeah, I could see where bridesmaids could be a headache for brides, like not being as helpful or like even causing more headaches. And like, if a bride is saying like, this is what it is. And then they're just like, well, nah, bitch, because look, I don't like the way that dress is cut. Like, put on some spanks and keep it pushing.
So my MUA friend, because again, like I said, she wrote me an essay. Mm-hmm. She said brides are absolutely tired of hearing about the cost of the dress, shoes, mm-hmm. or how makeup is too expensive, especially while they are shelling out tens of thousands of dollars. And I never looked at it that way. Like,
that's true. Know, like, but I feel like people are scared to say no thank you. And be like, when people
can
say,
we talk
like,
about it?
Like, it's okay to be like, no, nah, I'm sure, like, I love you and I want to attend your wedding, but like, right now, I don't think I can afford the dress, the shoes, the makeup, and to do the travel and the putting on your bachelorette party and all the stuff that comes with being a bridesmaid. So, like, I love you, but I can't do it. People feel obligated when they ask to just go with it, knowing damn well, like, they don't want what comes with it. And so, you know your friends. Like, I have a friend that when she gets married, I'm just going to have to take out a personal loan because I know shit is going to hit the fucking fan because she's fucking extra.
I know who you're talking about, too.
Because, look, I am scared. Like, she's been wanting us since college. And I'm just like, bitch, let me go ahead and get my fucking finest. As soon as she get a man and get the ring, like, dog, like, I might as well just move to where she live at because,
So, the same friend, she brought up another valid point because I was the same way, like, you know, if you're getting married, you are expecting to spend tens of thousands of dollars because it's your fucking wedding.
For sure.
As a bridesmaid,
it's not really your responsibility.
I don't feel like jumping ahead of myself.
I'm sorry. That she,
no, because I was going to say something, and I know that once I say it, it's going to lead into a discussion, but I want to get this point out. So something she said that also, I was like, you know, she has a valid point. Most of the time, like you said earlier, weddings are planned at least a year in advance. Right. So when you actually tally up what basic things are for like the weddings that we're talking about, not these 77,000 weddings, but like your dress, your hair, your makeup, your shoes, mm-hmm. maybe your jewelry if your bride isn't supplying it for you or whatever it is the bride is not supplying, it actually isn't that much money if you save accordingly. If you know a bride asks you to be her bridesmaid in September, you don't have enough money saved up by July to do any of those things, you're not going to be like, okay, the wedding is in July, this is the dress she wants, let me set aside this, I'm gonna have the dress by this date. Mm-hmm. You know, makeup deposits aren't typically due until maybe what, a month or two before the wedding.
Yeah, so you got plenty of time for that.
So you do have plenty of time to plan things out.
But a lot of people wait till the last minute.
So that's not really the bride's fault. And right. So what my friend was saying, she was like, you know, if you're not making your friend who's the bride, and this obviously is supposed to be like your friend or your family member, if you're not making their day a priority, then yes, it's going to seem expensive if you're paying for all of that at the last minute. But right. If you're like, I really want to make this bitch's day special, so let me budget and look at my funds and try to set aside money to handle this on this month and that on that month. I was like, you know, that makes sense. And then it made me think about she who shall remain nameless in her wedding, because when I was trying to get them bitches together, I was like, you know, she wants the dress. She just wants you to look at the dress by this day. You don't even have to buy it. And I would be like, oh, did y'all look at the dress? No. Okay. So now it's time to buy the dress. Did you get the dress? Not yet. It was certain individuals who literally didn't have that shit together until the last minute. It was one chick who didn't want to get her makeup done by the makeup artist because she didn't. I don't trust everybody with my face. But it's like, well, the bride has a look that she's trying to go with. So if you go to fucking Mac, how are they going to know what the fuck this lady's look is? Right. With all that being said, brides also have a responsibility, I believe, to write out their expectations. She gave us a folder. Each of her bridesmaids had a folder.
For real? That's kind of lit.
It is, but if you don't stick to your folder or you don't include everything in the folder, it's not that lit. What I have found from most of the brides that where there's like a bridesmaid versus bride type of conflict, it's because mm-hmm. things are not communicated from the beginning. I think if mm-hmm. if I'm going to have a wedding ceremony that I would ask somebody to be in, which I'm not, I would tell them from the beginning, I'd love for you to be my bridesmaid. However, I know that, you know, this could also be stressful for you or taxing on your financial situation. This is the dress that I'm planning on picking. This is the, you know, these are the color shoes I want. If I want your makeup to look a certain way, if I want your hair to look a certain way, if I expect to have a bachelorette party or a bridal shower, like, lay those expectations out from the when you ask somebody to do it, because mm-hmm. you may go into it thinking, hey, I just got to get my dress, my shoes, my makeup, my hair done. And then down the line, it's like,
where's my bachelorette party?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to lay out what your expectations are. Everybody ain't, some people, hey, just give me a, just for let's turn up in a hotel. Some bitches go to Vegas. That's something mm-hmm. that you have to communicate to your bridal mm-hmm. shower, because what if they don't have money to be getting on a plane to go right. out of town to celebrate? You know what I'm saying?
They're like, I'll donate so you can have fun. Just take pictures.
So in the beginning of this particular wedding where there was a folder, there mm-hmm. was no communication about, I want all y'all bitches to have y'all hair in a bun this way, like all going, or mm-hmm. I want us all to get our makeup done by That's the same makeup specific. Artist.
A bun to the left.
Yeah, it was that specific. And it was like, if to me, there were certain things that were established from the beginning, but then there were other things as the months were going by, it was like, expectations change. I want mm-hmm. this that way. You know, my best friend, I'm on the phone with her and I'm like, okay, so I ordered the dress. What shoes am I getting? Oh, I don't know. Well, her sister is the coordinator, and I don't know if her sister is actually talking to my best friend or not, but you know, when I talked to my best friend, she was just like, yeah, just get a gold shoe. Okay, I already have gold shoes. So I'm like, bet I don't even have to spend no money on no gold shoes. Mm-hmm. The sister literally hits us up like 2 days later. She's like, I want y'all to get these shoes. Y'all need to have these shoes by this date. And then the shoes aren't expensive or anything like that. But it's like, is my best friend just acting one way on the phone with me, but then talking to the coordinator, aka her sister, and telling her to be like, the deliverer of the news?
Right. Or so she don't have to be the bad guy.
Right. Or is her sister just being very selective? And I'm kind of love you if you're listening. But I'm thinking the latter. And that's my opinion. But I think details need to be ironed out from the beginning so everybody can gauge their expectations. Because what I have experienced in two weddings is that somebody asked one of their broke-ass friends to be in a motherfucking wedding. And then literally the day of the wedding, we're scrambling trying to get last minute shit because the bitch been broke.
Ooh.
But ain't nobody. Yeah. Brides need to choose better bridesmaids too.
Yeah. How about that?
I don't care if you know somebody for 11 years. If that bitch is broke, if that bitch needs all her coinage because she got 50 million kids, there are other ways that someone can participate in your big day.
What's the people, the usher, not usher, that's in church. the people that like pass out the brochures when they come in.
Ask her to help you make some decorations. Help her, ask this person set up. To help you set up.
Mm-hmm.
There, I just feel like both the bride and the bridezilla, the bridesmaid have a responsibility to be just blatantly honest, because the bride is going to want her day to be spectacular and she shouldn't expect anything less.
Right.
So that means she shouldn't feel obligated to just make somebody a bridesmaid because maybe she's known them for 20 years. Right. If she know that person isn't going to help her to provide that magical day, then don't fucking invite her.
I don't like the fact that in certain families, and it's, I guess, quote unquote, a tradition that you're supposed to automatically put certain family members in there. Fuck that. I did not do it. Like, oh, if you have a sister, your sister should be your bridesmaid. Or even if like the groom has a sister, then they're supposed to be your bride. Look, no.
Okay.
They're not putting in on this. So I'm going to pick the bitches I want. And apparently this shit worked out. Because look, who has time?
So way back when my best friend and I were talking about weddings, She told me her sister was, this was before I got married, so she was like, yeah, my sister's going to be my maid of honor. So I was like, the fuck you mean your sister going to be your maid of honor?
I'm like, your whole ass best friend.
And you don't be calling your sister in the middle of the night to cry, laugh, you know, what, pray, whatever it is. That's me and you. Like, I was mad offended.
I would have been too.
So then she was like, well, maybe we could split it up and, like, we could have two maid of honor. So I was like, no. Because at my wedding, there's not going to be, like, my sister's not going to, she's not going to be my maid of honor, matron of honor. Like, it just would never happen. And not because I don't love my sister, but
you just have to close up with your best friend.
Beside me. Right. So I was super offended. But then, fast forward to now, I have told everyone a million and one times, I do not want to be in any more weddings. Everybody I know has flipped the script. They've acted like they're going to be just a regular chill ass person. They've turned into Bridezilla, or they've said this is how things are going to go. It's turned into something else. I don't feel like spending the money. I don't feel like calling and asking about the wedding and the planning and doing. I just want to go to the wedding and drink a beer, liquor, and go home like everybody the fuck else.
That's when you're looking, go home.
So I told my best friend this. And yes, listeners, she's my best friend. But I didn't want to be in her wedding. Like, best friend and I really so just bad. Don't want to be in any more weddings. So after back and forth, well, okay, never mind. Whew. I was going to say something, but caught it. After some back and forth, she finally was just like, okay, she let it be. So I'm like, bet I could just go down to North Carolina real quick, bring my ass back home.
Mm-hmm.
Child, somebody done dropped out the goddamn wedding. Oh. So she wants the numbers to be even. And because her and I were having some differences lately, when she asked me to be in her wedding, I was just like, okay. Ah! So this was literally like 3 weeks ago, though. The wedding is in May. So now all of the things, we all gotta of the catch bridesmaids up had time to get the dress. The this, the that, the that. I now have to do within like 2 months. So then going back to her sister, the planning coordinator, Zilla, she sends the link to the dress. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get the dress on the next check. But I'm not even engaging with her because it already seems like there's a mess with the communication. And I don't have time for the drama.
Right.
So I saw the link. I had it saved. Boom. I knew when I was going to get it. Legit, the next day, I get a text message. Hi, this is da-da-da. Got your number from your best friend. Just wanted to see if you got that link for the dress because most of the party's already gotten the dress. So I just wanted to know when you were going to get the dress.
Like, da-da-da. Bitch, I just got added. Get your life and leave me alone.
It was not even a week, my dude. I was just like, so now I'm literally like,
you're like, I wish I never said yes.
I ordered the dress. I'm just Marie. I'm gonna give her a fake name. Marie, I ordered the dress. Marie, the dress has shipped. Marie, the dress should be here in 5 to 6 days. Because otherwise, I feel like I'm gonna be annoyed.
And this isn't even a bridezilla. This is like a helpzilla.
But that's the thing. Yeah, it is. But I don't know if it's. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, if it's like a spokesperson.
Right, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy though, because I had just talked to my best friend. My best friend was like, she was like, what do you think the color should be, silver or gold? And I was like, gold, it looks better with the color. She's like, oh, okay. She never said like, all right, so y'all got to get these gold shoes. But sure enough, the day after we had that conversation, Marie sent a little group text again, like, okay, so get these shoes.
Or maybe she's like, she doesn't want to have to hit up all the bridesmaids, so she has Marie doing it and being like, all right, well, this is the stuff I want, and you disseminate it out to all the peasants and let them know what they need.
That's cool, but I'm her best friend, so
she could have just told you then.
Just tell me what's up. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it seem like I don't know what the hell is going on. You know, I'm just going to show up and get married and leave. Because that's how her attitude is to me. But then Marie is just like on coke.
or maybe Marie's on coke because she see how laid back she is. She's like, nothing's going to get done unless somebody steps up and does it. Good. But I don't know. Either way. Headache.
So let's talk about another headache that people said, brought up, in-laws.
didn't have that problem either.
I know you always talk about your mother in love.
It's lit.
But Mr. Duncan, he often complained about them in-laws.
since I've known him.
Yes. The in-laws, and not just the in-laws, just your parents and having, you know, them ask you, well, why are you not inviting Uncle Jimmy?
Let me tell you something. My parents added people and insisted that I added these people that I literally have not seen since I was a kid. Do you know, pretty much 99% of all the people that were put on the guest list by being my husband showed up. Out of maybe 10 people that my parents said needed to be on that fucking list. Out of the 10 people, 4 showed up. So that's 6 fucking people that I paid for that RSVP that did not bring their asses to my fucking wedding. Do you know how much money that is? 6 plates.
I do know how much money that is. I know how much money that is if you just giving motherfuckers dry ass chicken and some peas on the side.
Look.
So if you had a little bit of anything extra, yes. Wow. And if you're paying open bar by the person.
Look.
Even because you got to pay for everybody that attends the wedding, even if they're
not drinking. Yep. Because it definitely, yeah, for sure.
When JT and I were getting our list together, I told him we were going to have even if we had a typical wedding ceremony, I told him we were going to have 50 people at this wedding, so we both get 25. And that motherfucker is the youngest of 8, and all them motherfuckers is married. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn, that sounds like your list right there. He was like,
no friends for you.
He started getting down to the cousins and the friends. And he was like, I can't listen.
Listen, Linda. Listen.
Listen. Ain't nobody tell you to have a motherfucking Brady Bunch family with all these goddamn brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
On my side, I even gave him two more people because it was like, I don't even like people that much. These are the people on my list. And then I fell out with somebody and I was like, oh, there goes another. Like,
and he still was like, damn, I need more.
Because he's really close to his family. But then I feel like...
I need to put in on this.
So when Mr. Duncan and I were talking about the destination wedding, let me pull up exactly what he said, because he said something and I was like, you know what? That makes sense. He says, why does the couple take so much financial burden to save the guests money?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that and I'm like, that is so fucking true, especially because a good portion of them motherfuckers you don't like or don't really know. Because again, going back to your family, just inserting people into your wedding.
Right. Like literally you are paying for them to have a good fucking time, to eat well, drink well, and party the night on. And it's coming out of your pocket. Guests don't pay for shit. If it's out of town, maybe to get there in a hotel room. But that about it.
And that's why I could feel my other friend's point. Like, honestly, at the end of the day, what a bridesmaid has to pay is not even a fraction of what the couple is paying.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, outside of standing up there, taking a few, you know, group photos, you get to turn up with everybody else at the end of that shit.
You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get to look good, posing some
pictures.
Get
to eat first. Ah,
right.
The bridal party get to eat first.
But yeah, like, I don't know. But it is, I feel like it is a lot just for people to come and party. And then you don't even know if all those people wish you well, which is why when we were talking about the destination, people are not paying for people to fly to wherever the destination wedding
is. Ain't no hate about the fly all the way to where you going just to hate
them. That's what we were saying. Like, if you have a destination wedding and somebody shows up, you know that person, like, loves you and is genuinely, like, happy for your happiness.
Yep, that's definitely true.
So, y'all gonna be ready for my recommitment ceremony in Dominican Republic or not?
You said you wasn't having no bridesmaids or nothing. What you mean?
I mean, y'all can't come and just be guests.
Oh, I mean, you said the end of this year?
No, we're not doing that this year.
Oh,
JT and I are going somewhere
okay.
this year.
I was
year.
Like, nah, I ain't gonna be able to make it. Y'all do Facebook Live so I can go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I do want to have a destination wedding or ceremony, recommitment ceremony at some point. Okay. But no, I don't want a bridesmaid. I don't want bridesmaids. No. You know what? If I do have bridesmaids, I think I'm going to be like on Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. Do you see how all her bridesmaids had their own dresses?
Their own style.
Like their own color. Mm-hmm. I think that if I did do it, it would be like that. Like, I don't want a ghetto ass prom with all of
you know what I do like, though, that I've seen? Like, you just pick a color and they put their own dresses.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too, because then it's for sure their personality.
It's their personality. You can get something that fits their body type. Right. And just be like, all right, it has to be this specific color red or this specific color green. Or I really wish I could go back and get black, because black looks so fucking lit. Like, it really does. I've seen like some pictures where the bridesmaids' dresses were black and they look so bomb. But yeah, I digress.
I wanted a black wedding dress. So.
A black wedding dress? Oh, no. I was talking about the bridesmaid's dress.
No, I know you were. I'm just saying, I was looking at black wedding dresses, and I saw some really cute ones. It was one by Vera Wang.
All black or, like, black in it? Because I've seen some wedding dresses with color in
it. No, it was black.
Oh, okay.
So, if you Google it, in olden times, wedding dresses were black. And somehow they became white, but
because people was virgins and stuff at one point and they was pure. But I had a whole ass baby in my stomach walking down the hall, so my shit should have been.
See, if your dress was black,
my shit should
have
been.
They couldn't have seen the blood.
Blood.
Yeah, that's why the dress is white. You know, the thought is, you know, when you lose your virginity, in some cultures, I have heard that this is true.
Wait a minute, what?
when you lose your virginity, you know, you'll bleed a little. It's either the wedding dress or the sheets. They'll bring out to show the crowd, like, oh, they had sex. They consummated their marriage.
Like,
and she's a virgin.
Like some Game of Thrones shit. Because look. Who the fuck has time? Hey, you guys, look. He broke my hymen. Way to go, honey. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm fucking done.
I'm not doing it. Out of here. You know what was another headache, and this is so super random, I'm just thinking, collecting people's addresses. You don't realize how much of a fucking headache that is to send out like invitations, save the dates and all that shit like that. In a day and age where we text, call and email everybody to be like, even though now they have, I do know that there's things that you can RSVP through the websites.
Yes,
but that was not bountiful when I was going. There was like a couple, but you definitely had to pay for those features, and I was like, that's a why. But when I think I had me a free little site on the knot. It's like, look,
yeah,
here go some pictures in our story, here you go, and have a little guest book that it expires after the wedding, so look, I'm not paying you know, for the RSVP, even though it would have made life a lot easier. But just collecting addresses. Like, I literally still have my wedding planning book. I bought this big wedding planning binder. It had everything in it. Like, one day I'm going to show you. But, yeah, collecting everybody's address. Like, that is just a headache. Like, to mail out your daggone invitations, to do save the dates. And then I made, like, cute save the dates, like little magnets so people can put them on their refrigerator. And then I had these cute little invitations. But I, blah, 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 blah. Money. That definitely didn't need to be spent. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. That's random. But, yeah. Oh, another thing. Another headache. Man, I don't know if you're going to bring this up. I actually went to a wedding where somebody nipped this in a bud. It seemed like a headache until I thought about my wedding. People posting pictures of your wedding the next day. It sounds harmless until you go online and you have the most unflattering fucking pictures from your fucking wedding that you're tagged in, and all your haters like, ah, that's why that bitch look fat. Ah, that bitch was sweating like she look ugly. Look. I went to a wedding where it was like a no picture policy. Like, literally, like, you couldn't post any pictures online. Like,
oh, wow.
Literally the attendants, if they seen you with your camera up, trying, like, even family, bro, like, the attendants was like, oh, no. The bride says, like, you need to put that camera down. No recording, no pictures, like, none of that shit. Like, so.
I've never been to something like that. And I can admit that.
I get it, though. Like, all her pictures that was posted was lit because it was from the photographer. And I was like, right. You know what? Whole time I got all these pictures that I was tagged in that I was like, I look pregnant. I look tired. I look over it. I know haters was looking at my feet like, that bitch.
Ham hock.
Right.
Angles. I never thought about that. But you know, now they do have an app or a link or a website where basically if you take any pictures from the wedding, you upload it onto the site.
So everybody but it does see it.
Yeah, but it doesn't prevent anybody from uploading that same picture on like Facebook. So I get your point. I never even thought about that though. I guess that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I can say I haven't been mindful of that. I think as soon as I get the pictures, I'm like, oh, look, my bitch.
Like, post it. So, look who got married today and shit.
Right. Yeah. So did you have anybody at your wedding that had food allergies?
If I did, or I don't think I gave a fuck. And that sounds really bad to have, because I have a kid with food allergies. But, I mean, we had options. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, they could just ask the caterers. Because, like, our caterer was through the venue. So, like, mm-hmm. they literally were in the kitchen and bringing out the food. Because we did buffet style. We didn't do, like, plated dinners. So, so if it was something that they had a question on, they could just ask the catering company. Like, that's not something that crossed my mind, and I really didn't care. Nobody brought it up to be like, hey, I have gluten allergies or
right.
So nobody brought it up, but yeah, that's something, especially this day and age, especially if you allow kids at your wedding, because I had an anti-kid wedding. The only child that was at the whole ceremony was in my belly, and
girl.
Then it was no in my belly. I don't even think I had a flower girl.
No, for sure.
I don't think I did.
No kids.
Yeah, I don't think any kids was there. I'm thinking. It was one kid there. My best friend's sister had to come late because she was actually in a wedding the same day as my wedding. So she came straight from that wedding but she didn't make it into my reception, and she had her son. So he was there, and I had pictures dancing with him at the reception, which is super cute because he's like grown and shit now. But yeah, that was like literally the only kid there. And I mean, the type of reception we was having, like, kids don't need to be there. Like, we had,
as I already know,
we was partying. They were partying, drinking, party hopping. It was just the most. Yeah.
At least you were sober enough to remember the whole
thing. Sober. Sober was another statement. I need a redo. I keep saying it. Like, I need a redo. Then, not only that, I was sober. And then I didn't have no honeymoon. Like, child, dry for me.
Yeah.
Everybody else was like, yo, this was not good. What did I do to us? I was like, yo, this was lit. I was like, oh, I'm sad. And I'm about to throw up on y'all.
So you about to talk about your wedding planner? Or you don't feel like throwing nobody under the bus?
I mean, it's not really thrown under the bus, but basically I had a really good friend that was starting a wedding planning business, and she was like, you'll need a day of planner. And I was like, what is that? She was like, basically they're the coordinator for everything the day of, like making sure everything's set up, like you don't have to worry, like people are in place and doing this, like you need somebody to play the music during a ceremony, just stuff that I didn't think about. And I was just like, oh, that sounds lit. And it was like, you know, since I'm just starting up, this will kind of be like practice. So she wasn't charging me, but like, right. You know, she was like, you know, this will be practice for me, and I can do X, Y, and Z, and then you can just tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend, pretty much. And I was like, okay, that's lit. And she was like, you know, and since I'll help you along the way, like with planning, and you could just let me know if there's anything you need help with, like before the day of, like, and you know, like I was giving her information and stuff, and she was like compiling stuff. Well, honey, the day before the wedding, she told me she wasn't gonna make it.
Hold on, wait, what?
That's what I'm telling you. Like, my what? Craziness. Yeah, she was like, she wasn't gonna make it. Her and her then fiance had a big fight and broke off their engagement. And she was like, she's really distraught and she's sorry she's not going to be able to make it. I said,
sorry, but what?
Bruh, I was like, well, I need you to go ahead and email me every note and everything that you compiled that you were going to use. And I need you to send it to me. Like, literally, Coffee had to be the MC for my reception.
Yeah.
I had a friend that had to play the music. I had friends that were going to be there that was like pretty much like the ones like passing out the brochures and stuff, like stuff that basically stuff that she was supposed to do. Like I had people filling in for that, some people that just was supposed to be there and be like watching the wedding.
Well, that sounds horrible, but if she was going to be anything like Nene ass on that goddamn last episode, then stay your ass at home. Because Nene went to that girl's wedding and made that whole motherfucking night about her. Dog.
She might as well. I mean, I get it. She was supposed to make the toast, but I'm sure she would have got over it. I'm sure Eva would have got over it if she. I know she probably would have felt a certain kind of way, like, damn, like I asked her. Like, she could have sent her a quick text and be like, look, had an emergency. I'm not going to be able to make it, like, you know.
I think she would have understood, too, considering that everybody knows what Greg is going
through. Exactly. Exactly. But, child, she kept getting up and crying. It didn't seem like Eva knew at the moment what was going on, but everybody else was just like, is she okay? Is she all right? Is she crying? Like, what's going on? Is she getting up again? Is she leaving? What's the deal? Like, and then that daggone, the speech that she gave was dry and generic, which I get it because she was super emotional, so the fact that she even got through it was like great. But even Cynthia, she was like, I mean, it was okay under the circumstances of, you know, she got up there and got through it. I was like, yeah, that drink was dry.
She should have stayed her ass at home, put the wig up, uh-huh, and just laid that ass down. Yeah. I was not here for it. Then Bravo petty ass inserting clips from her wedding.
Look, got like, her emotional. Like while she's saying, while Eva and her husband saying her vows, they flipping back to her and Greg saying that vow. But I,
like, she, damn, you taking away from Eva shine.
Right. She's like, excuse me, bitch, this dress. Which is crazy because, like, you know, I follow a lot of them on social media anyway. So I had seen pictures of Eva's dress and stuff, like when the wedding actually happened and stuff. Mm-hmm. But everybody was going in on her dress, being like, like I expected so much more. Like it's so plain. But I actually,
it's cute.
I really liked her dresses.
I did
like
too.
Both of them. I was like, especially the main dress for the ceremony. I liked it. Like, and she had a big ass fucking crown anyway. So like, do you want that big ass crown and a busy ass fucking dress? Like, no. Like, I feel like it was nice.
Did you hear what she was saying about justifying the price of her wedding? First of all, she said she paid $1,000
a per plate
person.
Look, even the rest of them was like, honey, look. Candy was like, look, I had tigers and bears and it was way less than $1,000 a person.
Well, what she said to make up for that, I kind of was like, yes and no. She was like, no, I never said $1,000 per plate. I said $1,000 per person. Because what you have to understand is the food and the alcohol that everyone got to sip on all night and the floral arrangement. I was like, no, the floral arrangement.
No, it shouldn't do with per person, right? Like, you tried it.
So if you're just totaling every expense that you had,
then yeah, that's probably going to be it.
Probably that, because you're a celebrity and y'all motherfuckers, you know, got to keep up appearances.
Right.
But, bitch, if you ever spent $1,000 on food and drinks, kill yourself. I don't care how much money you make.
I don't give a fuck. Because
she had a lot of people.
Yes. Like, it's no fucking way.
She didn't have no small-ass wedding. Not that it was super huge, but it was...
It was a lot of people.
It was a lot to me.
To be $1,000 a person, like...
I'd be motherfucking damn.
I'd be like, shit, it's about to be my immediate family and your immediate family.
That's why her ass getting evicted in the next episode.
Right. So, yeah, I'm renting this place, and then I'm going to go ahead and rent this other place. And he was like...
Candy was like... What? But why would you leave one rental just to the other and so soon?
Like,
you know, she always adding people coins because her coins is together.
Exactly.
So she's like,
that don't add up. I'm sorry. Why would you do that? Like, that don't make sense. She's like, you just got married. Why would you be leaving? Like, bitch, because Melissa's up. Goddamn it. That's why.
Child.
We can't renew this goddamn. And let me tell you something. If I see another goddamn episode where Shamari is making a drunk fool out of herself.
Yo.
She was like,
she makes me feel so much better about myself.
Look, let me tell you something. At first, I was like, I don't know why they keep hounding her. Like, okay, she liked to drink, whatever. But, like, she literally gets wasted. Like, it's so funny because you saw her at the beginning of the ceremony. Then she was gone for a long ass of the fucking. Like, I didn't see her for a whole bunch of the fucking episode. And then she just popped up at the end drunk as shit. Like, Nene, are you okay? I just want to ask her if she needs
anything. She probably embarrassing the hell out of her goddamn
She just
husband.
Fucking apologized for being drunk and throwing up in Nene's house. And then you go to fucking Eva's wedding. Oh, Lord Jesus. And you just drunk as a skunk. Ronnie probably like, you're not coming back next season. You got me fucked up. Niggas probably like, yo, get control of your goddamn wife, bro. Like, this nigga is wild as shit.
Yes.
That's wild. But yeah, weddings.
That's all I have for my wedding notes. I think I hit on everybody's main points that I talked to yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Like, at the end of the day, you just got to make sure that you are doing this for you. This is your day, so stop doing shit to appease other people. Don't let other motherfuckers plan your wedding and insert shit in people that you don't necessarily want that you're paying for. Now, if your parents are paying for your wedding and they want to invite everybody in the world, have at it.
Right.
But if you... the couple are financing this wedding, but you feel the pressures of your parents or anybody, any, not just your parents, anybody else that isn't putting in on this, then tell them to take a fucking hike. Also, you want to stop trying to invite everyone.
Like, yeah, stick to your budget. Don't go above your fucking means. Stick to your guest list. Mm-hmm. Fuck them cousins and uncles.
All of them.
And don't ask people to be a part of your bridal party that you don't think are reliable. Mm-hmm. And if they say no, don't take offense to it. Respect that they're just not either in the headspace or the financial space to accommodate.
And don't have unrealistic expectations. Shit is going to happen unexpectedly. As much as you can plan down to the letter, have the most expensive wedding planner. Shit is going to happen that you do not fucking plan on.
Have any control.
You just need to not stress out and just roll with the punches. And don't lose sight of you're paying all of this money to create good memories. Don't be so wrapped up. That's another thing. You can get so caught up in the details that you don't experience and take in the day. And you wake up and be like, God damn it, like, this shit is over. It's not like this shit lasts for 24 hours. Like, it's not an ongoing event.
It's actually pretty.
It goes fast as fuck. Like, I'm
even for the bride, because while the guests are in,
you're
the,
taking pictures, like,
yeah,
and then you're greeting guests, like, during like, while everybody's eating. Like, literally, I didn't even eat all my food. Like, I got a couple of bites of food and I had to get my ass up, take some pictures, cutting the cake. And then I had to go around and literally go to every table and thank people for coming. Then we had like this photo booth thing and everybody wanted to take pictures with the goddamn bride. So then, and then you got your dances. You got to dance with your daddy. You got to dance with your husband. You got to dance. Like, dog, I was tired and it went by so fast. So you just need to make sure that you're in the moment. The whole reason why you're having it is to create memories. Don't be so fucking stressed out that you don't enjoy all this goddamn money that you're shoveling out. Or you can just not shovel the fucking money out and go to the Justice of the Peace and have a little
think on a sexy honeymoon.
Plus show. How about that?
Dan.
D-N. I don't have no tea.
You know, I was looking for tea and I didn't find it. Yeah. But I also was just having a lot of sex. So I kind of was.
No, that's right.
I wasn't keeping up with the who's and the what's of the what's. I did, however, watch that documentary on HBO. So Dice, everyone had told me to listen to this podcast called Serial season one, and I never did. But then she was like, oh, they did a documentary about it, so I felt like when she mentioned it again that, like, hint go listen to the podcast.
Which I say it.
So do you got a shortened background story for this damn thing? Because I don't.
Not really.
I just want to get to how I feel about it. So basically, there is a Muslim guy who is serving life in prison for killing his girlfriend while they were in high school. But if you look at the details of the case, everything doesn't add up. I know if I was a jury member, there would have been cause for reasonable doubt.
For sure.
And I don't see how, even though I'm on the fence on his innocence, I think that just because I'm on the fence about his innocence, that would have been enough for me to be like,
I don't know.
Nah.
Yeah.
I can't see me. I mean, for life.
Dog, I need some more receipts. Like, because it was too many questions. Like, y'all listeners, y'all need to listen to the podcast first, because it has, like, a lot of details, and it'll, like, give you a lot of the perspective. But I haven't, like, so they broke up the documentary into four, I think. I watched the first one. I haven't watched the second one yet. But
it's two more that's going to come on after this?
Yeah, they broke it up into four, I believe.
Jesus. I thought
because
this one.
Not because they're giving updates of like what's going up as of right now. Like because the case is still going on. He's trying to get an appeal and all that shit like that. But look, this is nice. I'm really, really into crime, like documentaries and all that shit. So like I live for this type of shit. Like I was like, like making a murder, my shit. Like so
that was really good.
Yeah, I really need y'all to check this out.
This is like Making a Murderer, but a kid a podcast.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It really is.
It really is. There's so many, there not so many, but there are similarities. And if you were into Making a Murderer and you can sit for 10 hours, because there is no visual video or anything, mm-hmm. you know.
You're literally just sitting there.
You will literally one episode be like, this nigga didn't do shit. The fuck? Like, hey, let me Jay ass up. Mm-hmm. Then the next episode, you'll be like,
come on, nigga. That's shady as fuck. You did what now?
No, nigga. Right. You can't account for what now?
Right.
And it's just a lot of back and forth. And what I wanted to say about the podcast versus the documentary that I did, like, with the podcast, they featured the actual victim a lot more.
Yeah.
Like in the podcast, it was like this guy supposedly killed this girl, and it's the story of him. And so she kind of like became the background.
But
to
I guess
it,
it's
you
because,
know what I mean?
And not sounding harsh, but she's dead. And so with a podcast, you're doing a lot of interviews, and like they're able to interview him because he's still here. They can still interview his friends, but she's not here to kind of. You know,
but that's why I like the documentary on HBO because they would take it. Yeah, they like are literally reading pages from her diary, so you know what kind of. And they did it a little bit on the podcast, but it was
it's not in depth.
The focus was more on him, and I like that they humanized her so that you really get like, yo, somebody really just killed this girl for either randomly or out of a common passion. I don't know, but I kind of think he did do it. I just don't think that he did it alone. And I think that if his ass is serving life in prison,
somebody else
that other motherfucker should be too. Right. That don't make no sense. It makes no sense why they both were not convicted for this murder.
Yeah. This is really good. Y'all should check it out.
So, I also watched the Lovin' Hip Hop reunion.
You did.
I tweeted from our page on Twitter at the Chatty Patties, and I realized that I didn't miss anything by missing tons of episodes this past season. It was not a good season. It just wasn't a good season. I was like, oh, the highlight of this is Safari.
No, it really wasn't.
Safari's not even naked, so I don't even understand why this time. The storyline is like this prominent, like he's just jumping off a table.
He's just fucking feeling himself because he's messing with Erica, and he's just like
Erica's a pass around,
and that's what the fuck Rich was saying. He's just like, dog, I'm like 20 niggas removed from this bitch, so I really don't give a fuck.
I didn't know why he got so offended by that,
because he feels like him and Safari was cool, so he's just like, I just asked you a simple question and be like, oh, y'all mess with each other, and the fact that you lied to my face multiple times, like even off the camera, and was like, nah, like what are you talking about, and then bad out, we've been messing with each other, like that's kind of fucked up. And that's kind of where Sin and Joe was coming, like, nigga, I asked you like directly, like, will she be coming on this trip outside of the fucking cameras? And y'all, you lying. All you had to do is be like, yeah, but she not gonna be around y'all. But the fact that we supposed to, especially Joe and Safari, because they like cool.
That's what I was gonna say.
Like, you know,
the Rich thing, I don't know, but Joe and Safari, like Sim was saying, you've been to our house, you done hung around our family, right, our son, whatever. And even on the Joe Budden podcast, they used to talk about Safari and call him up like they was cool.
Exactly.
So I can understand, like, just like a few weeks ago when we were going out, everybody was just like, hey, Shay, blah, blah, blah will be here.
Right.
And it's just a courtesy
to
so
be
you
like,
know.
Ain't nothing going to happen, but, like, I don't want you to be blindsided and be like, bitch, why you ain't tell me? So if somebody's asking you a direct fucking question, like, okay, I get it. You don't want to put all your business out there on social media or on TV. I get it. But, like, even, like, the host was saying, like, you're on a reality show about your fucking life. Like, I need you to not be so fucking sensitive when somebody asking you a direct question about what's going on in your life. Like, get it together.
I didn't think that he owed them an explanation, because in that sense, I did understand, though, like, listen, I'm engaged to this woman.
Yeah, a lot of people might not like.
No, I'm talking about from Joe's perspective. Oh, I'm saying, I'm engaged to this woman who used to date your woman. Right. Like, yep. And so I just want to make sure that it's not going to be no funny energy, regardless if she's on cameras or not. She's if she's at the resort,
we might run into her. Right?
Exactly. Yep. So I could understand that. But then Safari was like, well, nigga, when we was in the van, you didn't say shit. So I felt like you just showing out for cameras. And I was like, well.
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I can't argue with him about that. Right. Because from what I saw on this goddamn reunion, these two parts is that bitches will do anything for a little bit of camera time. And some shit, I'm just like, who raised y'all? Some people you could tell are just reaching and doing the most so they could stay relevant for these reality shows. Mariah, that is the fucking one. I wanted her to be removed from the stage. Dog. Like, Rich told her to go upstairs, and I wanted her to stay up there like the
donut. Dog, she was putting all of their fucking business. Even, what's his name? Jonathan was like, are you serious? Like, what? Cameras are rolling. What are you doing?
It came out of nowhere, though.
Dog, she went from 0 to 100. Like,
you know those memes where it says nobody and it's blank and then it be like the name? That's literally what it was. Nobody, Mariah Lynn. I had an abortion from Rich. Like, bitch, nobody even knew that y'all was...
like, messing with each other. Like, what right. are you talking about? I loved you forever and I always... You don't have a problem when I'm in your bed. You better claim me. And he's just like, yo, shut the fuck up. Look, he was her so dumbass. Frustrated. He's like, shut the fuck up.
Talking about they've been dealing with each other on and off for 8 years. So I was like, well, the show's been on for about 8 years. So that means he was messing with Monique. Erica,
right, all of them.
The other little joint, like, right.
I'm like, girl, you wild. And then, like, I feel like she was super. Well, you didn't watch during the season, but like, how that when they showed the clip when she jumped in that whole argument with
Juju,
not Yandy, Yandy and
the conversation was about Yandy,
and she was just like, what? Because the girl was like, woo child,
right? What? I saw that.
I was like, you doing too much now. All she said was woo child. She ain't say woo Marilyn, like, she just said woo child, right? And was talking to Jonathan, so it was just.
Well, woo child, you know, I'm gonna try to give Love and Hip Hop Atlanta a chance next week, but
I'm trying to see who was shooting at Mimi, honey.
I just want these reality shows to go kind of go back to their start, because, like, for instance, I did watch the premiere of Black Ink Crew, and the one thing that I used to like about that show was that they used to some regular dingy ass niggas from the Bronx or wherever they at. And
you can tell it's scripted.
It's so scripted that it makes my teeth. Like her,
the new people that's working at the shop now.
Oh my god,
the whole dad on Teddy and old girl thing. I'm just like, ugh.
It's so obvious that it's scripted. It made me think about when on Tammy's Uncensored last week, when she was like, you know, when I did reality TV, it literally was just like cameras in the house. I wasn't used to being on a quotation reality show and then being like, okay, so here is the call list for the show or some shit, she like, said. And so that's kind of how I'm feeling about these reality shows. Some of them are entertaining, but this season of Love and Hip Hop New York was not. And I think because also a lot of it was already like online.
Yeah.
So nothing on the show was new.
Yeah, it's difficult when you still post in real time, so right. Like, we already know the tea, and then 3 months later when the show's air, you're like, oh, well, yeah, we know,
right?
We know,
right? Like, on even the show Marriage Bootcamp, I heard that was filmed like a year and a half to 2 years ago, because, well, we know who stayed together and who didn't,
right?
So it was just like, I didn't even need to see the season finale, because whatever it is, it's probably a lie,
right? So you know who the fuck's together.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have no tea time. We try to give y'all a little reality TV time.
Right. Take it and love it.
Right. You got anything for good, bad release? Or should I start?
I should start, yeah.
Okay. So, the good thing that happened this week was I got to celebrate my union. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I love my husband. Oh. And somebody was like, why are you saying that like you just realized? And I was like, I mean, because I'm a thug. I don't know.
Right.
The bad that I want to release is that I cut my fucking hair off. Mm-mm-mm. Well, I didn't want to cut my hair off. Although I had been talking shit for months, like, I'm going to cut my hair off. When I cut my hair shorter, I realized that I wasn't about that life. Because when I cut my hair shorter, And it wasn't even noticeable shorter to other people. It was hurting my heart. So my hair was literally thinning at the fucking roots. And one area is as if I already had a buzz cut. And I mean, it was just, I guess, locks covering it. So my hairdresser just cut my hair off. And now I got this cookie bush.
Not the cookie bush.
The little microphone bush. Oh, and
it's not that short, y'all.
It is. And I fucking hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And that is the bad. And I want to release these short ass tresses and just grow my locks back. As soon as I get a little bit of inch, I'm probably going to have somebody reattach my locks because they're in the bag by my bed.
Oh, you really want to get your locks back?
I'm really considering it because I really don't like my haircut. I feel like it's
going to grow. Like, find your little product, keep your hair moisturized, like get your little curl pattern going. It's about to be summer. That hair about to be
if late. Anybody knows anything about maintaining natural hair, it's just not that simple. Like, with it being this short, it is. I can literally just wash my hair, put a little oil and gel in it, and keep it moving. So at this stage, yes. But it's going to be that in-between stage where it's too short to put like in a bun, but it's too long to just wash and go. And that's, I'm not Brandy. That's why she don't have no edges. I don't want
to get
braced.
I mean, I'm not saying get braced for a year just till you get a little bit of length.
I just don't. It's just, to me, it's more maintenance for natural hair. And I know this because 10 years ago, I did this. I just did it willingly. Yeah. So I went into the hair salon to get my hair styled, not to get my hair cut.
Right.
So I think it just has a lot to do with my mental.
Yeah, because you wasn't prepared for that.
I wasn't prepared for it. And now I can't switch it up without like getting a wig or something like that. And I've already confused all the white people at my job. So I don't want to confuse them with a wig because I got it done on Thursday. And then when I came in on Friday, I've been asked since then, like, oh, did you take your braids out? Like, what happened?
Fuck, I have real locks. Like, what are you talking about?
That was my real hair. wasn't extension. It wasn't clip on. That was my hair. It's just gone. I cut it. Oh, wow. Just leave me the fuck alone. Yeah, I'm releasing y'all. The fucking annoying people that keep asking me about my hair. I release y'all. So that's all I got.
So good. Oh, I got to make my announcement voice. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment that you've all been waiting for, listeners. Dice went to the fucking gym this weekend.
I saw that.
It's literally been like 2.5 years. So pat on my motherfucking back for going to the gym.
Did you go with beat up or did you go?
I went solo dolo.
Yes. Goals.
Went to the daggone gym and I'm proud of myself. The bag.
You should go 3 times a week.
Baby steps. Because I literally was saying 2 podcasts ago that I'm just focusing on eating and not going to the gym. So kiss my ass. And now you talking about 3 times a week. Like, look. Let's start with like once a month. No, I'm just like, but like, look. We're easing into this. When I feel the need or when I have the time. How about the time? I don't have time during the week. Like, I just, it was on the weekend. It was a Saturday. So I'm just like.
So go every Saturday and Sunday.
Dog, the next 2 weekends back to back, we got competitions. So,
okay,
that's what I'm saying. I gotta find a way. But the bad in all of this is that I have become obsessed with the scale. Like literally, oh, yeah. I weigh myself every morning, and if I do not lose weight, I get depressed. During my cycle. Mm-hmm. It really affects it because I get bloated and like mm-hmm. I actually go up. And if I know I ate really well and my weight goes up, like it depresses me. And sometimes I lose motivation to keep going. And I don't mm-hmm. know how to not be obsessed with the scale, but I am. And I'm like, I did.
Throw it away.
No, I need it because I'm like, okay. I need to know progress. Like, because it's like when I do lose weight, I get super motivated to be like, yeah. But if I know I've done everything good that day, and I drank a lot of water and I ate really well and kept my calories down and I walked a lot, did a lot of steps. And then I come back and it's like, I either stayed the same or like gained 0.5 pound. I'm just like, why the fuck am I even doing this to myself? I could just eat fucking chicken wings and mumbo sauce. I don't give a fuck. So I'm just.
My nutritionist told me that you could literally fluctuate 5 up to 5 pounds in one single day, depending upon what you ate, how much sodium was in it, what your activity levels were. Yes.
That's scary as shit.
She said that's why it's best if you just do it like once a week or even better once a month.
Once a month? I go crazy. I can't do once
right.
a month.
Me, and I feel you. I'm cutting into your time, so I'm sorry. No,
that's all.
So I'm fat, but I also have a Fitbit, and I'm trying to beat these bitches at my job. So I be walking like every fucking where, but because I'm fat, my motherfucking thighs be rubbing together, and I was getting these fucking painful chub rub shit. So I brought these thigh guards,
mm-hmm.
and I just bought those thigh guards 2 weeks ago, and they already are too loose. Like, they fall when I walk.
Yes, bitch.
So the scale has not moved, but them thigh guards do not fit. And I have to buy new thigh guards. Those were extra large, so now I'm ordering larges.
But someone did tell me, though, especially if you lift weights, a lot of times the scale, because you're gaining muscle, even though you're losing fat, you're gaining muscle, and muscle is heavy. So the scale mm-hmm. could be deceiving. So they say you should also use measuring tape and, like, measure, yeah. like, your arms, your tummy, your thighs, or whatever, you know, you want to really focus on, which I haven't been doing that. But I do use, I say use, like, I always go to the gym. I have a waist trimmer, and, mm-hmm. like, I use that when I go to the gym, and like, I sweat a lot on my stomach when I use that. So I don't know mm-hmm. if that means I'm losing weight in my stomach, but I'm not a sweater. So my assumption is if I'm sweating there, then I must be losing weight.
It's your life. Well, I just think you should measure.
Yeah, I probably will.
I just think you should measure. I got this suit from Zuzu or Zozo. It's Z-O-Z-O. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole suit. And you're supposed to take a picture of it. And when you take the picture, it gives you all your measurements, like, based on this picture. And the idea is so that you can get clothes that fit perfectly, because, you know, like, an extra large is not an extra large for all, you know right. what I'm saying? Like, you could go into one store and an extra large fits bomb, you could go in another store and an extra large is like a medium,
right?
So with this app, it's supposed to, like, be able to give you the right clothes. I didn't order that suit for the fucking clothes. I ordered it because it does do a pretty good job with the picture when you are in the suit of measuring all your stuff, like everything, your hips, your arms, your whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was only $4.
Oh.
So.
That's it. So right. I had to deal with the tape and stuff. You can just exactly. put that on and take the picture. Oh, that's tight.
Yep.
Zuzu. Me gusta.
Zuzu or Zozo. It's Z-O-Z-O.
But, oh, okay. Yeah. That's lit. Well, that's all I have.
That's it for me.
Well, we are wrapping it up. We're wrapping up episode 30.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Every week we tell you the same thing. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, honey. And you can also follow, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at the Chatty Patties. You can go to our website anytime, because we have all mm-hmm. the links to everywhere we're streaming. www.thechattypatties. And like we said last episode, and we also posted it on our Instagram, you guys can submit questions, comments, all that good stuff, and we will premiere you on our show. You can either email us at thechattypatties@yahoo.com. You can send us a DM, or you can comment on our post on our Instagram mm-hmm. or send us a message on Twitter. Just get in contact with us and we will get it, and we'll respond to your questions, comments, so that you can join the conversation. But
also, there is a link on our Instagram page that will link you to everything. Where we stream on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, YouTube, Anchor, and our personal website. Like, everything is right there.
All of that. So ain't no excuse. All of it in one spot. Don't be like, I don't know how to listen to y'all. Where do I go? Go on an Instagram and click on the link, and it'll have everything right there at your fingertips.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate you. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.